Welcome to another episode of Talks with Towels, the podcast helping you step into your best self. We talk all things mindset, health, fitness, and business. Hello, my beautiful potty fam. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode. I want to dive right in to one thing that I'm loving at the moment, and that is a savory breakfast. If you follow me on IG, which I'm sure you do, you will know that I've been having the same breakfast for majority of this year. Now, I was a sweet breakfast girly through and through, right? I am an OG oat queen. Like, I would have oats. I think I had protein oats pretty much every fucking day for 5 years. Sometimes I'd change it up on the weekends, but I was obsessed. I bought out a freaking oat recipe book. That's how much I loved them. And I haven't had oats in so long, which is so bizarre because I thought I'd be having them till the day I died. Still love them, but I'm really just loving having my savory breakfast. So I have 2 bits of toast with avocado, 2 eggs. On the side, I have mushrooms, broccolini, cooked in ghee, and I use this bagel seasoning and I fucking love it. Now, I don't just love the taste. I love the way it makes me feel. Having higher fats and a more wholesome, nourishing breakfast, it helps with my brain clarity. Like, I feel like I have more mental sharpness, more mental clarity. I'm much more full and satisfied. I'm not having a big blood sugar crash, you know. My digestion's better. I just feel like having higher fats and a higher calorie breakfast has just really helped me, especially in my deficit. And you know, it's one of those things where I never have it and I'm like, fuck, I want more. Like, of course, look, it would be nice in my deficit, but I don't crave more. Whereas I found with my oats, because they were so delicious and sweet, that type of food, it's designed to be addictive because I was adding chocolate or Biscoff or all of that good stuff in. And yeah, I just found that it just wasn't enough volume either for, you know, having those micros and those quality nutrients. I just feel like I'm more full and satisfied. So loving a savory breakfast, I'm converted for sure. The other thing I just wanted to keep you up to speed with is a bit of a life update. So what's going on in my world? I'm currently running my group program, Hot Girl Summer. We are in week 7. I fucking love this program. I'm going to be so sad when it ends. A lot of the girls yesterday, they had their check-in and they were like, I don't want it to be over. And I'm like, me too, sis, me too. So currently doing that. I've also just got a lot going on behind the scenes with my business and everything that I'm planning for next year. I'm really wanting to build more offers and things outside of just one-on-one to be able to grow and expand and reach more people. So that's requiring a lot of my focus at the moment. I'm planning something very exciting and very different next year for TSC. And then in 1 month exactly pretty much today, I have the TSC in-person event, which is so exciting. There's been so much going on behind the scenes for that. You know, I've hired a place in Mornington, where all the girls are going to come. Well, you know, a chunk of them, a lot can't come, obviously, but we have some people traveling. I'm surprising them with some things they don't know that we're doing. And yeah, there's a lot that people don't know go on behind the scenes, like a lot of planning, a lot of finer details, permits, insurance, like all of these little things for in-person events people don't realize. And so that's definitely requiring a lot of effort right now, but so rewarding. And I cannot wait to see my girls. Business mentoring, I am loving. I'm working with quite a few epic humans right now with their business, and it really just lights me up. What else is going on? Renovation. So a big focus of ours at the moment is renovating. We're doing the bathroom first. I've also just booked in to get all the walls painted in the house. And so yeah, the bathroom has been my main focus at the moment. I've just ordered a vanity. I've ordered the mirrors. I haven't ordered the tiles, but I feel like I've found the one that I want. And that's getting done within the next month or so. So got to get my shit together with that and really get everything organized. But I'm so excited. Like, just having a new fresh environment is going to be awesome. And I was saying that, like, our house is great, right? It's a good house, but we want it to be better. And I feel like we've outgrown a lot of the things in this home. So we want to renovate it and just like really get it to match where we're at in our life internally, right? We want our external to match. And I know it might sound a little bit weird, but the house just seems really dull and basic. And I'm just wanting to bring more expression into it. So upgraded bathroom, I want to get, you know, new artwork and just like little things here and there that really match the house, a fresh paint job. We're getting all these blinds and curtains installed. So I'm getting the drape curtains, which I think will change it so much. Bit by bit, we're kind of working on it. There's a lot to do, like, with what we're wanting, even like the backyard and the front yard. And so it just needs a whole upgrade, you know? And as I said, it doesn't need it at all, but we're wanting to upgrade, right? And yeah, our environment does matter a lot. We have also locked and loaded everything for our US trip next year. We've paid a lot of that off. We have our whole itinerary. I've booked a few exciting things, and that's all a big go ahead. So I am so excited for that. But pretty much that's where I'm at in my life right now. I can't believe we're in October. I'm doing my deficit at the moment. I think I'm about 12. I don't even know. I don't know how many weeks in I am, but I know I'm doing around a 16-week cut. So I have around 6 weeks to go. And whilst I've absolutely loved this deficit, the last 2 weeks have felt like a deficit. Prior to that, I hadn't felt the deficit at all. I hadn't felt any really struggles, but now I'm like, okay, I can feel it a little bit more now, which excites me because it's like, okay, it's now doing its thing even more. And so this deficit, I can't wait to do a podcast episode on it, but fuck, it's taught me so much. And I can really see everything that I've been through, everything that I have pushed through. I can see my evolution. It's all tied into this deficit. My relationship with food improvements, my relationship with myself improvements, my relationship with others, like just being more flexible, but still getting like, it's all really showing in this deficit, which has been so cool to witness. And I'm thriving. Like I'm really fucking enjoying it. And I think it's because I have included meals out still. Like this weekend, I have an event. I am not doing this for anyone but myself, which is probably the biggest driver. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I want to bring up with the deficit. I think that's it. Like there's a lot I want to say, but I might just save that for another potty episode. But that's where I'm currently at, fam. So we're going to dive into today's episode, which is going to be about how you do one thing and how you do everything. I know I've briefly kind of talked over this before, but I kind of want to go into it a little bit deeper. So the reason I want to chat about this is because I put a story up today. I'm not sure if you guys would have seen it or not, but I was just saying how I was out on my walk. I was out on my morning walk around the block, and I have an area in this block where you can either take like the full loop around, and it's probably an extra 5 minutes, right? But I always get to the end and have this internal battle of being like, take the shortcut, right? And the shortcut is literally probably like 5 minutes maximum difference. And I've really just catched myself because there was a version of me even a few years ago who would do this block walk and I'd never complete the full circle, right? I'd always just go, oh, it doesn't matter. We'll just do this shorter route. And truthfully, it doesn't make a big difference in steps or anything like that. But what it makes a difference is the person that I am and the person that I'm becoming. And something that I've really pondered on this year is really the fact that how we do one thing is how we do everything. And I want you to listen to that again. How you do one thing is how you do everything. And we need to pay attention to this because it really is, I guess, shaping who we are as a human. And so for you guys, you might think it's so insignificant just taking, you know, a little shortcut on your walk, but it really says a lot, doesn't it, right? It says a lot. And so, yeah, it's funny because every time I get to that same spot, I have that internal battle of like, just turn around here. And then I'm like, no, push beyond, right? And the reason why it does matter to me is because it's like, okay, if I'm taking the shortcut here, where else am I taking the shortcut in my life? Okay, because it would be adding up. And I can be certain on that because when I used to do it, I was taking shortcuts in my life. And so even at the gym now, just say I'm doing cardio or I'm on the Stairmaster, when it gets to say 20 minutes, I'll always do like 21 minutes or 20 minutes and 30 seconds. And I'll do even just 30 seconds longer because it's like I'm not doing the bare minimum, right? I'm pushing beyond. I'm pushing myself. And it's not because it's going to do a great deal to calories, you know, burnt. It's literally just shaping the person that I am. And I've really just been paying attention to that lately. It's like, it really does add up. And even if it's the 1% better every single day, that is shaping the human that you are. Okay. Because I don't want to be someone who takes shortcuts and I don't want to be someone who does the bare minimum. I want to be someone who pushes themselves, right? Who takes the long way, if you want to call it that, who pushes themselves, right? And that really does add up, and I can see the way that it's, you know, creating a stronger identity in me as well. Okay, and so I think about even training. I've said this before on my podcast, but I remember a time last year where I really realized how much the way that we train says a lot about who we are as a person, right? And last year, I was going through a phase of my training where I was just rocking up. I was consistent. I was dedicated. I always showed up. I was always there on time. I always never missed my training session, but I wasn't pushing myself. I was holding myself back, right? I was just kind of going through the motions, and I knew deep down I could have been pushing more. I knew deep down I was holding myself back, and I realized, holy fuck, I'm doing this in my life. I'm doing this in my business, right? I know that I'm always dedicated. I'm always consistent. I always show up, but I knew I was holding myself back. And then I started to pay attention through other areas of my life. Where else was I doing this? And when we can start to pay attention to the small things in every day, the little habits, the little decisions, they all are shaping who we are as a person and bleeds out into so many other areas of your life without realizing. And so if you're someone, when you go to the gym, you're just doing the bare minimum, you're skipping a few reps, you're skipping a few sets, you're not pushing yourself, I can guarantee you're probably doing that in another area of your life. Okay, and it all does add up. Imagine if you were just 1% better every day, where you didn't take the shortcut, right? Where you pushed yourself for an extra 1 minute, where you've executed all your reps. Like, don't be surprised if your life starts to significantly improve, you know? And you see it time and time again, the same people, you know, who aren't pushing themselves and they're not doing it in other areas. And it very much is evident. And that's why when people start this health and fitness journey and they start with me, they're like, holy fuck, Tiles, I am getting a new job. I'm, you know, wanting more for myself. I want to push myself more. I want to, expand my relationships. They just have a whole rejig of their whole life and want more for themselves. I'm like, yeah, because you're showing up for yourself differently, right? And then we want more for ourselves. And so I really want you guys to kind of contemplate and observe in your life the little decisions in every day, taking the escalator, you know, instead of the stairs, little things like that. We think it's insignificant. It's shaping who we are, right? It's literally saying you're not taking the easy way out. Where else in your life are you taking the easy way out, right? It's the decision to park a little bit further away from the shop. This has nothing to do with burning more calories or getting more steps. That is going to be a byproduct. But the real core message here is not doing the easy thing all the time. Okay. And then you're going to naturally pass that on into so many other areas. It might be saying no to that cookie because you know it doesn't align with your goals and the person you want to become. It might be taking the full lap on your walk or doing an extra minute on the treadmill or completing all your reps in the gym. All of these things are adding up, right? Think about that. And so that's kind of all I wanted to leave you with today, is really observing and contemplating every decision you're making and how that's shaping the person that you're becoming and creating that identity, right? Of someone who's a hard worker, who pushes themselves, who goes above and beyond. How you do one thing is how you do everything. Now, if you liked this episode, please screenshot and share to your socials. And if you ever have any requests of episode or guests that you'd love on to Talks with Tiles, just holler at me.